It's a great morning in America. No, in this car anyway. I don't know. Outside of this car, I kind of vouch for it. What do I think about the news? I think it's fucking cool. I think that they're some of the smartest people I know getting together like that, and I think that they're gonna fucking do some big shit out there. You know, sometimes you just gotta make big moves, right? Sometimes you gotta just fucking throw down and be like, alright, we're just let's change everything up. I think that's what both sides in that get to do. I think this really kinda, you know, you can kinda say that Iron Galaxy's really going for it. They're gonna really try to do some bigger things than they have been doing. I think you got a little bit of that when the former CEO was on the podcast a couple weeks ago, kind of talking about how the stuff that they had been publishing had been doing, and some of their, you know, some of the moves they've made over the past couple of years. And now he's got someone on his team that has been doing deals across the industry for years, for the last handful of years here, and kind of knows how, you know, yeah, like, there's just a ton of, I think they'll fit together really well, I guess I would say. And, you know, like, it's the thing that I think, when you look at kind of the public, the outward-facing stuff for that studio, it's a very different company than what it really is, right? I mean, if you look at the stuff that, like, has their name on it, or the stuff that they're, like, publishing, the stuff that they're developing, then it's like, okay, well, Killer Instinct, and they did this work for Capcom, and they did the old versions of Destiny, you know, it's not the sort of stuff that I think, like, the public necessarily views as, like, these kind of high-ticket or high-profile gigs or whatever, but my understanding is that those do quite well from a business perspective, so, it really seems like they're poised to make shit happen, and I think bringing Adam in, I think, gives them, you know, kind of more ability to kind of chase those bigger things. We'll see. Yeah, but I think that this seems like a super smart move for all involved. We'll talk more about it on the podcast today, which will be live for the very first time in about 2.5 hours.
It's time to get away.
Then there's that NX stuff, which sounds pretty accurate to me. T-Grip, yeah. Yep. That's, I hadn't heard too much about the architecture stuff. But that makes sense with what I had heard about. Like, okay, yeah, all right, yeah. I don't know, it's... I think, you know, if... it's. I think there are some people that fall into this trap every time Nintendo gets ready to announce hardware, where they're like, oh yeah, this is going to be the time when they really go for it on the power. They're going to really compete. Like, dude, no, that's not what that company is. It's never what that company's been. You know, and I think if you look at this in terms of the 3DS, and as a follow-up to the 3DS, which was a more successful platform than the console, then, yeah, cool. It's a cooler handheld that you can hook up to a TV if you want. And that's probably smart for what Nintendo's recent success has been, and for the competitive landscape out there. It kind of fits into a slightly different lane than where the other consoles are at. I think they run into a situation where they're suddenly competing with phones, you know, if they're all in on handheld stuff. But think about it in terms of every single Nintendo studio, every single Nintendo team working on games for one fucking platform instead of being spread across two. You know, instead of, like, buying a 3DS and getting half of the output, and then, like, oh, well, I guess I gotta get a Wii U to get these other Nintendo games I like playing. Like, hey, what if they were just all on one platform to begin with? That would be a pretty awesome platform. Period. Like, you know, third-party support notwithstanding. Like, that's the actual... I think that's the actual exciting part about the NX is... is, yeah, I mean, just, okay, get one system, get all of Nintendo's games, done. And if you want to bring them around with you, you can totally do that. If you would rather play them on a TV, you can do that. Like, that's... there's power in that. There's a versatility to that I think... helps that system make more sense for more people, whether they already own a console or not, you know? Yeah, cartridge-based, like that, yeah, that lines up. I mean, if you're making a handheld, the last thing you want is an optical drive that's, like, moving around and skipping, you know, like, all the sort of stuff that comes with that. I mean, I guess the PSP did that, but, well, look at the PSP. yeah, I don't know. It's one of those situations where everything I had heard about that platform was kind of third hand. So it was like, okay, well, I wouldn't be comfortable reporting this, but it seems likely that this is the case, and all that sort of stuff. Sources just weren't good enough most of the time. But you'd hear it and go like, that sounds exactly like what they would do in this situation. That seems like exactly the right move for them to make, given where their business is at and what they want to do. Like, that's a Nintendo-like solution, as they say. I didn't check over the entire Eurogamer story, so I didn't know if there was like a lot of like resolution specs or any kind of screen specs for the controller or the device or whatever we will refer to it as. I guess if it's got detachable controllers of its own, it can't necessarily be. Well, I guess that's the system. And that was the funny thing, like knowing some of this stuff or having a pretty good idea about it. Like when those football-shaped controllers leaked out, and people were like, "That's the NX controller." I was like, no. There's a fundamental thing not understanding here about like the nature of. Like, it made it very easy to pick apart some of that stuff. Like, no, there is no, there's not a control. I mean, there is. As I understand it, that is the thing. Anyway. So, yeah, I mean, you know, I don't know what their sources are or anything like that. It lines up with the stuff that I had kind of been hearing for the past 6 months, 8 months, you know, like kind of a while now. So, you know, I think that's, you know, like offering that versatility in a platform, I think is a great move for Nintendo. You know, as kind of a company that's not going to make a lead platform. You know, they're not the company that's going to invest the type of money it takes to be like the most powerful console platform. You know, this is not them. I think like this is like the perfect. This could be the perfect supplementary device, you know, as someone who doesn't, I'm not on public transportation enough to ever get much out of a handheld. When I play a handheld, it's sitting in a chair, usually directly in front of a much bigger screen. Like, most of the Rhythm Heaven I've played has been sitting in front of my PC. In front of a beautiful high-resolution screen that I cannot use to play Rhythm Heaven. So I would much rather have something that would spit out to a TV, you know? But, you know, having one device that can do both, I think, is the smartest move for them. Touch controls. I don't think. I don't know what that story says, but I don't think that thing's going to be primarily based around touch controls. like, maybe they would have a touch screen, but I think you will have real physical controls to play games on that thing. Because you're going to have to be able to, like, hook the device up to a television, and I don't know what happens at that point, if you have to detach controllers or use separate controllers, or if you just have cables coming out of your handheld, wiring it up to a TV, like a weird dev kit, like, that doesn't seem like a great solution. Or it's just like a wireless, I guess it would maybe be wireless, but that's weird. It seems like a weird battery drain sort of situation then, if it's totally wireless, go to a TV. I mean, something sufficiently low latency, I guess. I don't know. Again, I have not read the entire article. I just kind of glanced over some of the initial stuff and kind of went, yep, all right, I got to go to work. Nice of them to break this stuff on the day when we will be recording our first live podcast. Give us a little something to talk about. But if you think about The Legend of Zelda being both Wii U and NX, and also you think about, like, some of the button choices feeling a little weird on the Wii U. Well, yeah, I don't know. I would think that the NX version of that game would probably make more sense from a control angle. That's probably where they're focusing. But I think there are enough specific things that you do in that game that you would want to do with buttons that I think it kind of just underscores that it would be pretty foolish to have a platform that was primarily touch-based. You know, the controller is one of the things that a dedicated platform offers that phones don't. Or at least phones don't by default, right? I mean, obviously you can Bluetooth a controller to your phone, but who the fuck does that? So, yeah, it just, you know, at some point if you're like, Nintendo's making a thing that's a touchscreen gaming device, and it's not a phone, you're like, what? Why? No. What? Kids hate buttons. That's not true at all. Kids love buttons. They want to mash the shit out of buttons. We've got a bunch of kids in the office lately. I don't know why and shit, but there's just a bunch of fucking kids all over the place. I don't know, some summer program. I don't know what the fuck's going on. And they're just like, they're playing Tekken constantly near our desk, smashing the shit out of those buttons. Going fucking crazy on those buttons. Buttons are good, they feel good. You know when you've pressed them, even if you're not looking.
cars can't do it, y'all chill, son. Third Street is kind of packed with the gang of blood. I hear them calling out, see, fresh and true. They love the nubby because my money falling on the streets. They love me because I'm bubbling, being up straight. Oh, no, red light, it's time to sign. I'm about to show these outer towers how to make mine. And if they intercept the food, the light turns green. And at the back, come on, drop shell and swing. And this time to the curb when I finish, huh? A young player, my bird, yeah, straight up finish. Getting chose by these roadies with the fat monkey. Where I'm standing, little mama's looking chunky. So I'm about to cross the street and get the pop. But as I'm talking, it's the corn and the corn chop. Like you can bump and grind with me, but not my car. Cause Miss Impala is my shining star.
Ran through the last few things, last couple of little things to check up on and stuff before we do this podcast yesterday. Checked out some headphone mixes and all that sort of stuff. Backup recording solutions in place. That's a couple of big ass news stories. That's I'm actually that's nice to have some big news to talk about first time we do this live podcast. That'll be cool. It's kind of a slow period for news. All these skits here on my phone, just to have some short rap skits between songs.
And another man named Navarro. Well, consequently, 350 men have have all filed suit against him, claiming that they are the Martinez being referred to in the song. I tell you, everybody's looking for a bug.
Haley, get the dancers ready for the big closing.
Subscribe to WoW, huh? Yeah. I feel like the reaction I kind of perpetually have to World of Warcraft is someone brings it up and I go, oh, right, that, they're still doing that, right, yes, of course. Millions of people are still playing that thing, huh? Yeah, all right, sure. Every time I see the game, it doesn't... Like, I really liked World of Warcraft at launch, you know? And for a year and a half or so after that. Hundreds of hours. But every time I see the game... ever since I stopped playing, every time I saw, like, what they were doing to the game... It just always seemed like it was more and more stuff that I didn't necessarily want to do. It's like, more raids, more looking for group stuff, more this, more that. I'm like, I don't know. Yeah, City of Heroes. Now that was a game. Turn the radio, I guess. Fuck. No. No.
control myself. I just can't control myself. I just can't control myself. Around you. I just can't control myself. I just can't control myself. I just can't control myself. Around you.
There, that heat's going to break as we head through the end of the week into this weekend. All right, let's talk about precipitation trends because we've got a lot of rain to finish off the month of July for the eastern third of the nation. You'll notice heavy rainfall here throughout northern Mississippi, Alabama, into Tennessee for your wind. Could see strong thunderstorm.
Well, now we're trapped in this tunnel. That's just how it goes sometimes. And by sometimes, I mean every single day. Every single day. Everything's going to be all right. Sonic Mania, God. I ended up going home and watching the rest of that stream after driving home on Friday. Yeah, I am with you. I had forgotten that all that had happened. I had blocked it all out. Right about the time the guy, like, right about the time that it became like a fucking pizza rolls infomercial. Was when I was just like, I just fucking blown away. Like, what the fuck is this thing? Who put this thing together? What a fucking mess. I would really like to see a deck on, like, fans of Sonic the Hedgehog. With lots of charts. Graphs. Like, demographic data. Who do they think cares about Sonic the Hedgehog? Like, who is this, what's the audience segment? Or do they think that they have two audiences for Sonic, and that's why they have two games? Because on that stream, they were like, oh, you know, hey, this is a classic Sonic. But hey, if you like modern Sonic, you know, hey, you might want to stick around. It was like this weird split of like, wait, what? Modern Sonic? There's no fucking such thing as modern Sonic. There's the fucking 2D games, and then you, all the fucking bullshit that came after that, which is all kind of fucking terrible. And the 2D Sonic games just look worse and worse as time goes on. As they layer more and more Sonic games onto the pile, you're like, oh, wait, maybe I was an idiot for liking Sonic the Hedgehog in the first place. Yeah, modern Sonic means it has longer legs and is less of a chubby boy. But that's not... It's not fucking Mega Man X, people. It's not like they fucking like, oh, well, we're going to call him X. You know, they didn't go through that type of transition. Maybe they should. And they put that trailer out, like all these Sonics running side by side, just like, fucking what? How would anyone care about this? Like, even if you take the approach that, like, not all Sonic games are bad, which I understand why someone might take that angle. I don't know that I can get down with that, but sure, okay. Like, how does anyone look at that and go, yeah? I don't know what I... If I was the steward of the fucking Sonic the Hedgehog franchise, I have no idea what I would do. Sell it. I'd sell the IP to somebody and go, this is your problem now. Good luck. More misses than hits. Yeah, I agree. Like, it does seem like they're getting the right people to make Sonic Mania. But I still don't know that I don't think that's a great game anymore. I don't think a game that's faithful to Sonic the Hedgehog's roots is interesting in any way. I don't think a game that is a modern take on Sonic the Hedgehog is necessarily interesting either, given what they consider their modern take. That's why I'm saying I don't know what I would do with Sonic the Hedgehog.
The final rule is already happening.
Nearing the edge of the tunnel.
Dr. Wilson says as far as getting kids a healthier overall school environment...
We've really made some progress, and we hope we continue to move forward.
In Washington, Gary Crawford for the U.S. Department of Agriculture.
Rural Radio, Channel 147.
Back with you on the Market Day Report. Thank you so much for joining us here on a Tuesday. I'm Marlon Boley.
On a Tuesday.
We're out to Des Moines, Iowa right now. And Des Moines, with fool. Chris Summers.
All right.
Junction. anytime we have a date. But I love her. Yes, I love her.
It's work, man. It's like, this is my job.
Loans made pursuant to California Department of Business Over.
Is this sex so good? I shouldn't have to fall for free. Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good? I shouldn't have to fall for free. I know you're working day and night to get a college degree. Bet nobody that you've been with even know you're free, right? You know you only do that with me, right? Yeah, double checking on you. You know I never put the pressure on you.
They should make a sequel to Sonic the Fighters and Sega Sonic the Hedgehog. They should mind that out a little bit more.
Girl, you throw it back like one love. Even let me slash on the tour bus. Yeah, I told her, but she don't do enough. Even though you're in the hood, I'm still pulling up. Dip, dip, straight to your doorstep. This a real thing, can you feel the force yet? I always wonder if you ask yourself, is it just me? Is it just me? Is this sex so good? I shouldn't have to fall for free. Is it just me? Yeah, is it just me? Is this sex so good? I shouldn't have to.
Another one, another one. They don't want me to have another anthem. So I made sure I got another anthem. Sweet of Bass over.
Okay.
One time for Future Prince. One time for 40. One time for Drake. Yeah. Another one. Bless up.
Oh, yes, the latest Snooty Wild track. I don't know, it's something about the name Snooty Wild just fucking cracks me up. Snooty Wild. Wait.
But ain't busting nobody. His knees they yang yang, so he can just maintain. I blow him out the frame of his mind.
Yeah, it'll be interesting to see how much that NX information pans out, I guess. Eurogamer doesn't seem like the sort of outlet that would run that stuff without cause. And some of it kind of lines up with what I've been hearing, I guess. Kind of just keep thinking about that stuff. Do this live podcast. We're gonna do it live for premium members, and then the video will go up on the site. Everybody can watch the video after the fact, but watch that thing live. Have a great day. We'll see you later.